Monday, April 3rd, 2023, Board of Commissioners meeting.
You know, like the new cabinet, and I talked her out.
According to the, I don't think they have to get turned on.
Thank you, thank you.
That's what Sharon.
All right, I'll call the County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Sheree.
Bob?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Smarty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
All right, I'll make a motion to excuse Commissioner Love.
I can second.
All right. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right, thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Anyone for anything not on the agenda? All right. We will move on then to item two, consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion and consideration. Unless there is an exception, these items will be approved as with one single vote of the Board of Commissioners. Item A is approval of previous meeting minutes, March 20th, 2023. Approval of payroll claims, March 19th through April 1st. And approval of accounts payable, if any. Marty helped earlier with payroll and accounts payable. Was there one, Sheree?
There's one for Robertson's implement for the bat wing.
Okay. So that is your consent agenda items.
What about the one for the security cameras to get ordered, Sheree?
That actually might be on there too. Did you guys see that one?
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see it either.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It would take me 2 minutes to double check.
Yeah, I can go double check too.
They just weren't going to order anything until they had partial payment.
Okay. See how they are.
I worked on that, but
I don't remember seeing it.
But if you guys approve it, then I'll get it added.
Okay.
It was when they guys approved the cameras that they just needed something like 50% down to get them ordered.
This is the time where Scott would fill the void of... No conversation. We're not sure what that would be, but.
I'm annoying right now. Yes, with the shirt on, please.
No, it's not on.
Okay.
Well, if you guys are all right, I can get it on there. It was for 50% of the camera quote for the road department that was already approved.
Okay. can that be added, Kim, or not? This is,
I mean, it's not specifically. It's just accounts payable.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we make a note or?
I would, yeah.
Mention that? Okay. So the item that's not on there that we will add is for the cameras, right, Jolene?
Right.
We have that claim, and that's where 50% of the fee for those. So we'll include those in the consent agenda, or that claim. So, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Troy, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Item 3, new business and resolutions. Jolene, comments on the road hall use agreement.
Okay, so we kind of discussed it a little bit last time. But one of the Kim, did you have a chance to look at the notes I sent this morning?
Yeah, but that was something that NERMA should probably decide.
Okay.
I don't know what the amounts they require are.
Right. So kind of, so as it's set up now, a company coming in to do a construction project would have to give us a $2 million bond and hold for a couple years to make sure everything's done correctly. Well, the Rev LNG that's putting that facility up down there by Homer, they said we're only going to be using a half a mile of your road on the construction, and $2 million seems quite a bit. So I asked Kim and NERMA what they thought about if we just broke it down like $100,000 per mile of road and $1 million for each bridge they had to cross instead of $2 million. So I think that might be a little bit more reasonable. Just kind of, what are your guys' opinion on them? I'm waiting to hear back from NERMA since it was their agreement. I mean, you guys think that's enough or, you know, because I can't, it's hard to say, to tell this guy he has to give us $2 million mm-hmm. when he's going to use a half a mile.
Jolene, a question that came up in the safety meeting today, maybe this kind of ties in a little bit to it, is if I'm driving something on one of our roads and I tear up the road, am I liable for that as a?
It depends on what you're doing. Like, because we were talking about the last time where it's a farm to market, farmers doing stuff, hauling grain, doing things like that, then not so much. But if a contractor's coming in to build something, you know, like the pipeline company that's coming in, the, you know, wind towers come in, if they're coming in and doing stuff like that, mm-hmm. then they would be responsible.
So if I'm just hauling grain, I'm not, that's just a normal use of the road, and there's, so there's no liability on my part.
I mean, it would be nice if they would use good judgment when they're hauling. You know, if the roads are soft or there's issues there, that they would stay off of them. We can post the roads 90 days out of the year, put load limits on them.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that can be hard on the farmer too, you know, especially if that's their only way in and out.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my recommendation would be, I don't know what that dollar amount would be. I guess I would defer to NERMA and what they might suggest on a dollar amount. $100,000 sounds fine to me, and $1 million for a bridge sounds good. I don't know if that would cover all of our costs. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about that, but
I just figured that might be, I know we're dragging this out, but new things come up. It's a new thing to try and mm-hmm. make it workable. So
I think it'd be good to have a dollar amount on per mile of road and a bridge. Whether those amounts are what we want, you know, I don't know, but that's something else that's going to have to be reviewed every year because those things change so
right.
quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we'll wait on this then to hear back from NERMA yeah. for the
when
rest of it.
Because their project doesn't plan on starting
till July.
Yeah. Let's wait till we hear from NERMA in the next meeting. We'll
okay.
take care.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Item B, Don Bosque, County Treasurer, Tax Sale Report. Don?
Hello.
I just wanted to give an update regarding our tax sale that we had on March 6th. We started out with 268 parcels advertised for $1,709,940.50. The biggest one of that, of course, is Big Ox with over $1.3 million. So in all aspects, you know, that looks like a great, great big sale, which if too bad someone didn't buy Big Ox, would really be doing well, but that's the big contributor there. There were 138 parcels that were sold for a total of $217,688.49, leaving 30 parcels that were not sold for $1,368,061.40. And there again, if you take Big Ox off that, it's, you know, 68,000 is a big amount, but it's not as big as it would be, you know, with Big Ox gone. 100 parcels were paid up to date and prior to the new certificates being created the day of the sale, and there were 224 investors that were present, which is a large number of investors. Do you have any questions?
Don, do you know off the top of your head when that first year of Big Ox, when that first certificate was bought? By
it was my last
investor.
Year. It would probably been 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So there should be some activity on that
original
parcel.
Certificate.
On the original certificate, yeah. But I mean, it's...
I don't know off the top of my head.
No. They have a lot of issues, and I don't know where we would fall in line on you know, but they would have to... So that investor is going to have to... if the time frame, they're going to have to foreclose.
We have attorneys that call on it frequently, you know, when tax sale comes up. But, yeah.
On that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do they still, the investors still get 14% on their money if it gets paid off 14%?
Yep. So,
yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's a good savings account.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, then item C, Sheriff Kleinberg requesting approval to purchase 3 2023 Chevy Tahoe vehicles. Sheriff?
Good afternoon. Yeah, this will be the first time since the COVID thing we've actually got vehicles. So our other leases drop off. We got two payments on one of them, and then we're clear. Forney says as long as we don't go over the 187, we're good. But we don't know what our trade-ins are going to be. So take that off the 187. And
the 183.
183, correct. You know, I thought that was in my folder, and I was just looking. It's not left on my desk, so.
Bless you.
No, I'm good.
And then when you get the new equipment for inside Tahoes, there's no market for that equipment after you take it out. The stuff that was in the previous vehicles. Or what do you do with the stuff you pull out?
So that's basically we reuse it.
Reuse what you can.
Most of it gets reused. Mm-hmm. And what doesn't, it's...
Yes.
We got a whole two rooms full of it over here that we have to do something with.
Is there any value in that at all? That
not
stuff?
Particularly, because that's, you know, it's technology, Bob, so all that stuff changes all every couple years, and...
Yeah, not going to work on it anymore, just all, yeah.
Yeah, you guys run into that, too. But, yeah, we're... The one Dodge has got almost 187,000 on it, and yep. We went through quite a lapse here with no vehicles. We got lucky with the last truck, so...
And that's part of your budget? Yep. Sounds good. All right.
We have a motion to approve, right. Sheriff.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah.
I'd make a motion that the Sheriff's Office go ahead and go forward with their vehicles.
We'll second it.
All right. Motion by Marty, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right.
Quick. Thank you.
You bet.
You bet.
Let's see, under old business, item four, Jolene Googles is back up with a highway road report. Jolene?
We have 308 hours maintaining the roads, 4 hours of overtime, 3 hours replacing some planks on a 212 street bridge. That culvert plugged, that's not correct. That's from the last time. I forgot to take that off, sorry. 2 hours picking up garbage, 10 hours snow removal. We had 126 hours of hauling gravel. We hauled 1,761.4 tons of three-quarter clean, 658.23 tons of 1 inch. 2 hours on sign repair, and we had a couple grading and gravel concerns, some potholes on Old Highway 20. Muddy River hauled some into the yard and out onto the roads for us. This amount is what they hauled on the roads. We had some trucks down and different issues in some areas where we needed to get rock out, so he came in and helped us out on that. He'll help us through the end of this week, and then it'll be done.
Muddy River's out of?
Dakota City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark Boyd.
Yeah. So then when you do that, because I saw we had $7,000 last month in the gravel hauling. Is that because we have vehicles down or?
Yep, and then trying to get some product and.
Are they hauling it directly? The people that were our third party people that are hauling, are they hauling directly to the road or are they stockpiling?
On some of them, they're hauling to the road if we can have a grader out there. Some of that stuff is still frozen, so they've been dumping it in the yard and busting it up and then loading the trucks back up so we can get the product out on the road. But Mark has hauled a lot out closer to the state line there by LG Everest, so we don't have them running all over the county, you know, trying to make use as much as we can with him of what we have. So.
Do we have our trucks back up and working now?
Yep. Well, the one truck's getting some brakes and stuff worked on at their maintenance and that tonight and tomorrow morning, and we should be good. Things are... I hate to say anything because everything changes so quickly, but yeah. We got our new motor grader in today. They delivered that out today, so that's good. So,
did we, like in the winter when we're not hauling it or hauling hardly any gravel, would it be beneficial to have a little larger stockpile so then if we do have issues, we could have it halfway to home?
And that's what we try and haul into the yard somewhat, but it freezes up so much that LG has trouble loading it. We have trouble getting it out of our truck. So we try and do what we can when we can to get it stockpiled. So our guys have hauled in, and we got some pretty good piles in the back now. So.
And then the people that you have haul it, the different third-party contractors, how do you decide? Do you just have a list that you go through? Or what?
Yeah, we call, see who's available, who can do it, have them sign fill out a bid sheet. And he was about the only taker, so...
Did they bid it by the load or they bid it by the mile? Or by the hour?
We've had them both. We have one guy saying they can do about a load an hour, so it would be cheaper to do by the hour instead of per ton. But he wasn't available either. So, I mean, it basically averages out to the same. What we are getting for the price per hour is the price per ton, so...
All right. And then... I have a road concern, and it's that Mellis Beach again. You guys brought that gravel out over
right.
a month ago when we had that issue. In a month since, there hasn't been a grader there.
Operator was just talking about that today.
Are there lots of places in the county where they wouldn't see a maintainer in a month?
If they're not a heavily traveled road, yeah, that's not. I mean, the more you grade on a road,
but that
it can
yeah.
do more
on the, and I,
good
I know it's narrow on the backside there, but on the backside. I was approached by a lady. Actually, I've seen lots of my neighbors lately. Lady on the backside there that she has written on a calendar the last time a grader came by her house, and it was about 19 months ago.
Oh,
on the back row there. But it is narrow back there, and I know it's not easy. But yeah, I've been getting lots of information from people in that part of the county.
Yeah, the operator was just talking about getting down in there.
I've seen him at 164th and E twice having lunch, but he hasn't been able to get over the railroad tracks.
Have you looked at the GPS, Marty? I mean, maybe she missed him coming in, or maybe...
He hasn't been there. I know he hasn't been there. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't think so, Jolene.
Okay.
Unless
Thank you
want to talk about the Homer, your next, or the...
Oh.
The next item is, under the ARPA, is the Homer shop roof bids. Maybe, I don't know if you have any comment on that.
No, it looks like JC Roofing had the low bid on there, and Homer was going to pay their half, correct, Troy?
The bid's the same as it was last time.
Right, yep, I asked them, and they both said, they both said their bids were the same, so...
So it's the 29.9, and then the half is our 14.
Yep. So our half
14.950.
Yeah.
14.950.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
That's
good.
Get that done sooner than later.
Thanks, Troy, for getting Homer involved in that. Okay. The second item is treasurer office furniture, one office.
So do we need a motion for each one of these separately?
Probably not if we're going to approve them all at the end.
Okay.
I'm guessing. We can pull them out. Go ahead, Dawn.
Okay. This replaces the cabinet that's over by my office that we keep registrations and thing in. Marty was down and looked at it. It's drawers. All of our other stuff that we have are shelves and not drawers, and we need drawers. So this would be... in line with all the rest of the new Office One things that you guys have approved for our new desks and things that would match.
And you also have there were some panels that were missed on the bid originally, is that right?
Yes.
Panels through the 5 workstations?
Yes. Otherwise, they don't have any... It's just a desk, and they don't have any boundaries there that they can put their stuff on that they have on their computers or on their cubes that they have now.
So the border is this back in here?
Yes.
Goes around?
Yep.
So
go ahead.
This first one, Dawn, is this, that's this cabinet here?
No. Totally different cabinet.
That one. Oh, that cabinet.
Which one do you have?
This one?
Is that the one that we're talking
the
about now?
Those are the borders I go around the borders.
Are you talking about borders? Or?
No, the first one was the desk, and then I asked her about the borders. So the first one is
the
this
first one's this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That I have.
Okay.
But I sent the 28th an email for you to put on the agenda for today.
Yeah, right here.
Yep. Okay, yep.
We have
That's
it.
The one
we
I'm talking
it.
About. Okay.
When is the desk, when's that stuff supposed to get in? Any idea?
Actually, most of it's there already.
Okay, and then what about the computers?
Computers are done.
Okay.
They're all installed, they're done. Waiting on approval for the bids for the walls, from you guys. And
I don't know what everybody else is thinking. This is just my thoughts. I think we should get the borders to complete that ensemble. I went and looked at the drawer. The drawer's in fine shape. The quality of the... I don't understand that it's old. The quality of the drawer is probably... my guess is it's probably going to be better than what we're buying, because it's probably what we're buying is probably going to be your standard press board office furniture. I would be more in favor of getting the office all put together and then taking a look at what we can do from that point and not go forward and buy those pieces of furniture when we have pieces of furniture there that are working fine. I guess that's just my feeling.
So I guess that kind of ties into the whole, the flooring also. I mean, that's another item on here. That's next, I guess. Don, a question on this one. It says 6,046.
Because it's custom made.
Right. But it said list 8547, list 4 6046, and then something for like $325. But on the left here, it says $66.96 for the price.
That's including what's down below, that 300 and... It says two each top equals 325.
Oh, two of those.
Yeah,
I got you.
Two each.
I got you. I got you. Okay. I just couldn't. I couldn't do that. I couldn't make 6,000 plus 300 equals 6,600, even with my limited math skills.
With your
calculator. So it's two. I got you. It's two.
Yeah, it's two. Mm-hmm. And because of the length of that area, that's what we're running into. The 9 foot fits, 12 foot's too long.
And this is the door or the cabinet under the window, correct?
Right, where we keep the registrations, the Form 6s, all that. Yep.
The one back by her office.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we don't have any other drawers. Which we don't have any other drawers out there right now, either.
And the Marty, the ones we have, still work fine and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suitable for the office. I mean, for what size you use and or everything you're doing with it, or
yes, it was just so everything looked the same.
Just to match everything up.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's.
I would think we want to match everything up.
Could you reface it? Could you have a cabinet guy come in and just reface everything?
You probably could. I guess I don't know what color the new one is, but you probably could have it refaced.
Because you do that with
Yeah. Yeah, they could.
Maybe that'd be something to look into when they get that, too.
Yeah.
Once we get a bid on it, maybe?
That would be something we could take a, to get a bid on at that point, or if they approve it today or don't approve it today, we'll just see what.
Yeah.
But that would be a possibility. I just know that all of the new furniture you buy today will be in a landfill in 8 years, and the stuff that was built 20 years ago will still be here when I die.
Let's move on to the flooring. So, all right, Don, you want to take us through this?
Yeah, I was asked to get a bid for carpeting the whole office with the same carpet. And this is the bid.
What color would that be?
It's black.
It's black.
With a little bit of gray in it, yeah. Yep. And it's what Sergeant Bluff Schools have in their school right now. My son-in-law is the head of maintenance there, and he says it wears like iron. They never have any problems with it. It's a good product. Comparable to what South Sioux Schools have, which is what is on the right-hand side.
So. And the 4666 is just to match up what we have. That would be the red with a few of the darker squares then.
Well, no. To do the south side?
Oh, it's more 4666 to do the whole thing, but 5392 just to do the half.
Well, right. The 4666 is to take the stuff that's in there now out and put that new in, and then the 5300
just to match up there.
Yeah, yep. To match up.
Yep.
So
So it is quite a lot more to...
Originally, because a couple weeks ago, they said that was a mistake, that this stuff that in there was a mistake. Okay, whose mistake was it?
Mine.
Okay. Well, then...
I wrote the number below.
And that happens all the time.
And not the number above.
Yeah.
It was mine. I'll take it.
I've been guilty of that before in my life, but I don't know.
I tried to get it changed because that's what they carry at the school, and they wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't want to be the naysayer, but if we put that carpet in a year ago, I would rather pay the $5,300 and then everything matches across there rather than paying $4,600 to get rid of a year-old product. That's my opinion.
And that was our last conversation, Don, was we were going to try to replace or match somewhat on the south side.
Right, and then Troy asked me to get a bid for the whole office.
Which is fine, but I mean, my feelings, back to originally, my feelings were tile.
And my feelings, as I told you, Bob, tile, we don't have that many people in our office. We have 7. It's noisy. the phones ring, the gals stand on their feet all day. You guys can decide what you want, but I don't feel tile is appropriate for
Yeah, no, I'm not advocating for tile. I've kind of moved off that. But I do like what they have in the assessor's office. That seems to work out fine in there. But anyway, so what do we want to do with... So is that it, Don? Is that... you have another...
That's all I have.
Another... There's your last item is also... Or is that part of the... The last item on this is treasurer's office and public defender quotes.
Yeah.
That's for your other...
That's for Glover Painting, Blankenship, Nelson doing work and modeling, and office wanted to replace the walls by Kathy.
Okay.
Glover's done a lot of painting for us, and that is just to paint the whole office. So, and Prime. I feel he does a good job. Nelson and Modlin, there's a difference of about, $2,500 in the price there. Scott had Donnie Pringer come out. Oh, you have a bid for that? I never got anything. What's that bid?
It's four. It says treasurer's office materials, spray foam, custom cabinet, and labor. It does not include electrical or painting for $12,950.
But that does that include the front and the two walls other than the top?
It doesn't.
It doesn't specifically say it, but we did show him all that.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
So. And then we talked about taking out the radiators, too. He just wanted to see if they were unhooked or not.
Mm-hmm. So they are.
I would assume that. That's all in there, but I guess we could double-check and ask them, too.
Yeah, that's really cheap if that's for the whole office.
Scott's son dropped that off, so still can be in there.
And the cabinet is the license plate cabinet to add onto that. And then he said he would paint the whole thing. I personally think we need to verify if that is for the whole office to do everything. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
To get it in writing if that, comparing apples to apples.
Did each of the three contractors do a walkthrough, and is that how they knew what they were bidding on?
Yep. And then Rohan is supposed to do electrical for them. That's included in Modlin, Rohan is.
And then what about Nelson's?
His
electrical?
Doesn't say it is. Is that exactly?
If you want, you can keep that.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm going to just make a recommendation, throw this out there, and see what the board, what you want to do. I think there's still questions on what's being bid, what's not, et cetera, et cetera. We have until the end of 2024 to spend and get this right. So I would suggest that Troy and Scott, we need to know 100% what we got, what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think personally that we just, and I know Don doesn't want to hear that, but, make sure we know what we have, bid, what they're painting, who's doing electrical, things like that. Because once we do it, I mean, it's going to be that way for 100 years.
I agree.
Right? So we'll try to help you out.
I'm not a project manager.
Okay, so then we agree.
I just got bids like I was told to do.
Then we get, no, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But we will, let's do that.
We just have to know if the bid includes, if it's detailed enough, if it covers the electrical or not. Because
okay, and the bids attached to it,
mm-hmm.
Like Nelson does, but it doesn't say anything about
doesn't say
electrical.
Anything about electrical.
Mm-hmm. And none of it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get into a situation where that's we want to make sure everybody's on the same page before we award a bid.
Definitely.
And I agree, Glover's have always done a great job for us.
Oh yeah, and they'll do more work for us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question.
Yeah.
So let's do that. That's my recommendation. Is we'll take a look at it even more.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay, so that takes care of Dawn and the treasurer's office. Then assessor next is assessor office monitors and computer RTI. That's a pretty straightforward bid for a computer for them. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. Then the next one is Frank's asphalt bid. That's over here at the fire station. That was approved on 10/17/22, but Kevin said he talked to him, and they don't remember that he talked to him. So now there's a change of, I think, $400, he said, on that, and we'll do that.
I think it was just $250.
Pardon me?
$250 is the change in that.
So $250 increase on that area over there, which is not bad, and we need the parking, and that'll clean that area up also. So if there's no questions on that, we'll move on then to County Road Department pickup purchase. Knapper previously approved 9/19/22, but that was not ordered, correct? Troy?
Well, it was ordered, and he called back and said it was late enough in the year where we could not get a 23. It was going to be a 24, and he had no pricing, and that's where we at. And I called him the other day and just see, you know, what's up, what's going on with the truck, and he says, well, I don't know anything more about that, but he had this one in stock. And this truck is fancier than the one that we were going to order. It's a cab and a half, and it has a few more options, but it's available. And
so that fits into our...
It fits right into our schedule. GM has shut down production in their pickups right now, too. So.
That's for one of the two vehicles that we approved last week?
No, or this would have been a long time ago.
Yeah, this was approved.
So they're not three vehicles.
September.
Yep. This truck here is going to be our plow truck that will go, you know, around and do like smaller stuff and stuff like that. And then we need something to pull our skid loader around, 3/4 ton, 4-wheel drive. All our other ones are pretty much wore out. So it is something that that we do really need. But it is more expensive than the one we...
How much more?
I think that one was 44, 45, was it?
43, 4.
Was the first one. But that was for a 23, so the 24 we don't even know for sure
what that price
what it's going to be, and we don't know what kind of discount we get. These guys did give us a $4,900 discount on this truck.
I did look at Nebraska State bids for a 3/4 ton a couple of weeks ago, and it was around the $49,000 mark, but we would not be able to get them till sometime late fall.
And those were regular caps, right?
Right.
Yep.
So this is a better vehicle, and we can get it now.
We can get it now. This truck actually has heated seats, heated steering wheel. It's it's probably way fancier than it's in stock.
Is that a selling point? Or
probably not.
Yeah, well, none of those we need.
You're not selling me on that.
So any other discussion on that? Because what I want to do then is the rest of these items, we'll just approve them. All but the treasures, if that's okay, unless you guys want to pull it out. Or
what's the time frame on the vehicles that we talked about last week?
That was 90 days.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be different if we knew what the lock-in price was, but, you know, the 2024 price could come out and be that difference, you know, that $4,000 difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then they'd have it.
Yeah. Okay, so hearing nothing else on that, then we'll move on to the jail is approval of purchase of medical supplies, paint and remodel updates to booking area and bathrooms. Elizabeth?
Yes.
So tell us what you got going on over there.
So you're probably going to be seeing a lot of me, just a heads up. So with the facility being almost 20 years old, being used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's in need of some updates. Just, you know, we're there all the time. We've already started doing some of the painting in the facility on our own already. We've already painted the rec room. Booking, we've painted that, painted a different color, added some nice DCSO letters and everything, so it's starting to look real nice.
Homey, nice and homey in the booking area.
Yes, yep.
He wants to be homey with
the painted tail. So one of the bids for paint, like I said, we're doing all the painting ourselves, so I'm not asking for anybody to come in. I'm trying to do as much as we can to help keep prices down with what I would like to keep doing with the building. So paint, yeah, it's just for paint. Like I said, I have some officers, but we'd still like to do the bathrooms. We have a couple hallways left in our visitation area. We'd still like to get painted. So that's where that quote came from.
So yours is just for paint, correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We're doing all the painting ourselves.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's down there.
Yeah, I see that. But just the paint is what you need on the that part of
yes,
it.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So then the remodel, the other...
So for, like, the flooring, this bid is for our 7 bathrooms in the facility, including the 2 in the lobby and then our 5 other ones. And our booking platform has some original carpet that's just... I don't think it should be carved back there. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, with this, we're doing all the tear out ourselves. And we're doing, yeah, all the tear out, rooms and toilets, all that. So they just have to come in. We're looking at a glued down vinyl plank that's 30 millimeters thick, meant for industrial high maintenance or high volume areas that we have over there. And then the other one for the from service construction. So when you come into booking, and that initial counter is extremely high.
Yeah,
it very, is. Very unsafe high. So this is for in front of the 2 computers at either end of our counter that we use to book inmates in. We're removing a chunk of that, so about this wide and level with the counter. So when we're booking people, the inmates in, we have a visual of them. It's a... in our feeling, safety risk, not being able to see him like that. Mm. It's just too high. We have a stool there. They try to stand on the stool. Big no-no. So you're constantly saying, get down, get down, get down. We don't want falling off that either, obviously. So that would be removal of those 2 areas at either end. And then a couple things medical-wise. When COVID hit, we realized that the cheap $20 thermometers and stuff just don't quite cut it. You don't get accurate readings. So this is hospital grade, more accurate thermometer, and then the otoscope. Nurses, she would like an updated one. Hers is just little, yeah, she's had it for a while. So, and she does, you know, not having a doctor on site.
Yeah.
She does all that initial evaluations on all the inmates, so.
All right. Well, it sure is good of you guys to take care of the painting and take out, tear out, and removal of items. That's definitely a cost savings for the county.
Like I said, I have visions over there. Like I said, I've got a great group of officers that are willing to help. So,
well, it's great to see you take ownership in that. It's a good thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to use them while I can.
Yeah, it's really. I echo what Marty says. I mean, that's really you guys, and tell everybody that's helping you that, you know, it's great that you're doing that work. You know, we need, that's the kind of thing that you know, I wish everybody had that same mentality that, you know, if you want something done, just go ahead and do it. And that's part of the job, but you know, it's your obligation and all of our obligation to take care of the facility and make it look as best we can. So make sure you tell who's ever helping you doing painting and things like that we really appreciate it, and We'll do the next time we're over for a tour. We'll look at what we can over there and see what you guys are up to.
Yeah, one of our corporals who has a cricket at home, so he's been printing off letters and to hang up to kind of make it look a little sharper.
It's nice to have a nice presentation from the jail.
Well, there's a lot of us over there right now. I feel we have great pride in our work.
Yep.
We're very proud to be there, so we want that to reflect in our facility as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, keep up the good work.
Trying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so that takes us through all the ARPA funds.
I think there's one left. The bottom one, public
defender. Oh, okay. We kind of rolled the treasurer into that top one, but the public defender, I don't see anything for them.
Yeah, it's there. It's here. There's a tear out. And
oh, this is just for the wall?
Yeah, just for the wall removal.
That's for the wall removal, and then they're going to extend the wall out 4 foot, and then in the hallway it's going to be 2 foot out too, I believe. And they're going to have to reduce some of the ceiling.
But this is just a tear out, right?
Interiors, tear out, block wall, waste disposal, labor, total. Yep. Yeah. This is without electric, plumbing, flooring, and painting.
This is another one we need to call in and get a more detailed estimate, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah, just so we know of any plumbing and electrical that's included.
I do know on both of them, Marty, he said no plumbing, no electrical included. He's going to farm that out.
Yeah, but that we need to have him as the contractor that's going to do it. He needs to get a bid from subs. So he would have
to get a bid from
his electrician that he would normally use and his plumber.
Okay.
So his bid will be part of that bid, even though it's, but have him, because he would be the general contractor coming in. He would use his subs.
Well, I'm just going to tell the board right now that my feelings on this particular project over in the Health Department 1.0 that we call that is there is no way that I will ever vote to tear that office apart and make it a different setup in there. I mean, that's not that old. It's beautiful. In the 12 plus years that I've been around this courthouse, Kim, you'll verify this, that anytime anybody ever had an office or a space like that that became available, if you didn't take it, in 5 minutes, you weren't getting it at all. And it was going to be gone. So we have that room for them, which is available. I mean, they do need a place to other than where they're at. There's no question about it. But we also have another boardroom over there that has been sitting there for
since this
got built that is available for them as well. So that's just my feelings on that. So
and if they took the other side, if they took the west side, the east side is still pretty good size for trainings and stuff like that if everything's cleared out of that. So if they did take the west side, I think we'd still be fine with everything we need to do.
Yeah, so anyway, we can get all the bids on that project we want, but
Should we have them get bids to redo the old boardroom into what they want?
I would. Yeah. And both of those offices have a restroom in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really...
really nice setup.
Yeah. I'd be moving in there yesterday if I could. So
I would second that.
So I guess then on the ARPA... all of the ARPA projects then, so I guess I'll just briefly... So Homer Roof... these are to approve Homer Roof, Assessor Computer, the Revised Franks Asphalt, the County Road Pickup, the Jail Items. I'll make the motion to approve those.
Quick, did you want to approve the
rest side
of the panels?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, we'll add the side panels to the treasurer.
Yeah, so they can complete that project.
List.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think next time we have this come up, next time, I think we need to vote on everyone as we go down and make a motion on that, just so we don't get confused on what is what.
Okay.
I think we should do that from now on.
Yep.
Yeah, the list is getting
longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are the items to approve. I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Marty, was that you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Myself and Marty.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item five, Commissioner Committee Reports. Brian?
I have nothing at this time.
No? Marty?
I didn't have anything either.
Troy?
Nothing.
Nothing? I don't either. Mail and or emergency business. Cherie?
None.
None?
I don't have any.
All right. Brian?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. We are adjourned.
Keep the stuff.
I do for about 2 months. Okay. I'll get
back again. I just did. Why don't you get a new filing cabinet?
There's a policy.